Well, you're very sweet to think of us, and I just appreciate it so much. And I got back in, they told me you was calling, and I just felt cloud nine.
How you feeling?
Pretty good, pretty good. We've had a little difficulty the last two or three weeks, and after we got through our operation, but we're getting all right, and I think that we'll be back in fine fettle in January when the boys come marching home from their constituency.
Well, you know, I was thinking of what old Bernie Baruch used to say to me when I got discouraged.
He's a wonderful person.
He always used to say one thing: keep your face to the sound of the gun.
He was a wonderful man. He was one of my very favorites in all the world, and I miss him a great deal. He used to come to see me and call me, and he never lost faith in me until the last.
Well, they've been giving you a very rough time, and you don't deserve it. And I called up to tell you just to keep your face to the sound of the gun, because it'll come out all right. You're a great president, and history will recognize that great fact. So don't let them get you down.
Well, they don't run us out of the Pacific, that's all right. I was out there, and I remember that you and my dear friend Bob Patterson came out to my home to see a little home movie we had in 1942 when all we had in that area was crates. And I got a conviction that some part of the future was in that area, but Walter Lippmann, Scotty Reston, the Times don't agree with me, and they seem to have turned all America, but I still believe it, and I'm not going to give an inch until it's over.
Keep your face to the sound of the gun.
I'm going to.
All right, well, God bless you. Give my love to Ladybird.
I sure will, and I hope you come see me soon.
And to your lovely Lucy.
Thank you, dear.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Waiting. Waiting.